Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everyone, my name is James and welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Today our passage is 1 Peter 1 verses 13 to 25 and the verse we'll focus on today is verse 15. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. I first came to Sheffield in 2008 as a student. I was fortunate enough to make some amazing friends quite quickly, thankfully many of which I'm still in touch with today. Some of you know that I decided to do biblical studies as a degree. It was a last minute switch as I'd just become a Christian at the time before coming to uni. I actually got my place here in Sheffield to study maths, financial management and accountancy. Shout out to all the numbers people listening. I know we've got multiple maths teachers within our church. You are special people on a special path. I, however, was not destined to take that same journey. I did a sideways move just before starting. I could have been an accountant. Imagine that. What was clear at the time was that I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do in the future. I knew I wanted to study something I enjoyed, that I could work really hard at, so I made the switch. Now, completely opposite to me, some of my friends really knew what they wanted to do long term. One guy in particular knew he wanted to be a vicar. He just knew it and he was very confident about it. Another girl that comes to mind just knew she wanted to be a primary school teacher and she was very, very confident about it. And those things have come to pass and by all accounts they're very good at what they do. Have you ever wondered, why is it that some people just know what they're on this earth to do? I have. How is it that some people just have such clarity? Have they figured out a way of praying or reading the Bible that decodes it in such a way that they've been able to figure their life out? Whereas when I pray, it sometimes feels like there might be a blueprint in heaven with my name on it and God is reluctant to share the details. What if I never work it out? Or worse, what if I mess it up? What happens then? Well, I've got good news for everybody listening. I've figured out what you are called to in this life. Yes, everyone. And for £10, I'm just joking. It's free because it's in the Bible passage today. In our Bible passage today, it's one of the rare times that the Bible says explicitly what our purpose is, what our calling in life is. And I found this explanation really helpful in my early 20s. When the Bible talks about calling, it rarely talks about what we are to do. It almost always talks about who we are to be, the kind of person we are to be. And that can have many practical outworkings, but it starts with good theology. One of God's replies to the question of calling is, be holy because I am holy. I am being one of the titles of God. Be holy because God is holy. What does it mean to be holy? Well, holiness can conjure up images such as clean living, purity. Maybe if you've heard some stuff on holiness before, you might have even heard the phrase set apart. Simply put, holiness is one of the useful words we have to describe who God is. And if we want to know what holiness looks like in a lived human example, then it's Jesus, the person of Jesus. He is the Holy One of God. And without making it more complicated than it needs to be, when we hear the words, be holy because I am holy, we're hearing the request to be like Jesus because he is holy. There it is. The not so secret plan of God for your life and my life is that we become like Jesus. So why do some people still have razor sharp clarity? It's a good question to ask. But it's not the most important question right now. A more important question is, does what I am doing help me become more like Jesus? It's not a perfect example, but if you're a professional thief, then it is certainly God's plan for you to do something else with your life. It's not helping you become like Jesus. It's helpful to think of calling not as a precise blueprint in heaven that we need to discover in reverent prayer and study, but it's more like orienteering or a sat-nav. As we make choices through life, we'll go from point to point of unexplored terrain using a map and a compass, the Bible and prayer. And there may be no fixed path for us, but ultimately, God intends to guide us or reroute us to the end goal of holiness. We won't get every step right, but God does not waste anything, not even this season of lockdown. Another one of those "be this kind of person" commands found in the Bible is in John 15. God has chosen us to be fruitful. His plan for our lives is to be holy and be fruitful. I don't have time to explain that in more detail today. It's a fantastic part of the Bible to read alongside our verses in 1 Peter if you have time. Here is why this is helpful. It's important to remember that in God's eyes, who we are is more important than what we do. I, for one, need to remember that every single day. But also, as I've talked with people throughout lockdown, many people have had the time, for the first time in a long time, to think about where life is going. Maybe even a change in job or reassess their priorities. And the questions of calling and career have come up again. For those in our church who are single or dating, asking the question, will I meet somebody? Or is it God's will for my life to be single or married? As Christians, we believe that God did not send COVID-19, but he can use it. As the young adult leader in our church, I know for some of us listening, this has been a great opportunity to ask these questions. And for others, it's been really hard. But we do not need to fear the answers. Remember, the helpful questions are, does this help me become more like Jesus? If not, how can I pivot and change my path? Another question is it helping me to become fruitful in love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, etc.? If not, how can I pivot? And like a good sat-nav, we can be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and one day we will reach our destination of holiness and fruitfulness by the grace of God. I hope this is helpful. God's plan for our lives is to be holy and to be fruitful. Let's pray. Jesus, we pray for those at this time who are thinking about the future and life at the moment. We ask that you would come alongside and give guidance, Lord Jesus. For those who are thinking about calling or a change in role, if it is right, would you open some amazing doors here in Sheffield for people? And those who are thinking about singleness or dating, Jesus, in the same way, would you come alongside and give guidance, Lord Jesus? Help us to be holy and fruitful in every season. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verses 13 to 25. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so that your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply, from the heart. For you have been born again, not from perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Still your mercy reigns. everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. You will above all else, my purpose remains, the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when soul cry.